Thanks to DoorDash for sponsoring this episode. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash, order now. What's up? Welcome to Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. I'm Shane. And today's theme is summer, which is why we're outside. Mm-hmm. We're actually outside right now. I know the camera maybe makes it look a little different, but we are outside. We're in our backyard, the backyard of the Smosh headquarters in Oxnard.
You know, they say the camera adds 10 lights.
Yeah. We've got our citrus orchard here.
Yeah.
So these are real oranges and lemons. So it's pretty sick.
Who are Anyways, you right now? Are you right now?
Look, when you put two beers on me, that's who I am.
Not in you, on you.
On me. I got two beers on me. But I'm joined by, I've got two beers and I'm joined by two peers. Trevor and Courtney.
Aww.
What's up? It's summer. How do you feel about that?
I love summer. I love summertime.
You really do. I feel like you both have summer vibes, but you were both born in the summer.
Yeah.
Born in the summer.
Born in summer.
July 23rd.
June 19th.
I was born September 14th. That's not summer.
That's like late summer, like first day of school vibes.
When does fall technically start? Isn't it like, it's always confused me.
Summer solstice happened on the 20th, 21st?
So I feel like September doesn't feel like it's summer, but it's also not fully fall yet.
So you're in
just
the transition
a dumb,
period.
Stupid time.
Yeah, stupid time to be born.
Whoa, so I really am at the end of summer.
Yeah, you're in like summergatory.
Summergatory.
Pretty cool. What's your favorite thing to do in summer?
Swim and lay in the sun. lay. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry.
What were you going to say, Trevor?
I was going to say jack off.
Only in the summer.
I'm sorry.
Swim in the pool and jack off.
One season a year.
I'm sorry, man.
summer of jorking it.
Probably hang out with the sun.
With sunshine, the sun?
Hang out with the sun.
Yeah. Well, summer kind of sucks because it's really hot outside when I play basketball. So I actually hate the summer.
Whoa, controversial.
Okay, I love summer. I mean, it's my birthday, you know? It's like a birthday parties growing up as a kid. Always fun. Had like one birthday. I got like one of those like inflatable water slides in the backyard.
Whoa.
So we had like a barbecue and then I was just going down the lake bush, which was
so
really
cool,
dude. Probably couldn't do that in September.
No.
So.
No, we definitely did not do that much in Arizona.
It's kind of hide. What's happening?
It feels like it's dripping on
me. You tripped, yeah.
Shit.
You just tripped.
My beer. I don't want to lose any beer.
Where's it spilling?
I don't know.
It's dripping like out the can.
Oh,
I think maybe like you're leaning back and it might be like.
You're being too chill, dude.
Yeah.
Too much of a chill vibe. I'm going to unburden myself of the beer.
Unburden yourself.
Whoa. Now I can turn my head really fast.
I remember when Ian had to wear one of those during his funeral roast. We did it on that drunk live show, the Under the Influence.
They're not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's like, heavy. It's
yeah,
like,
that's it's intense.
That's like 2 pounds.
I do need a strap.
You need a strap.
You need to be strapped
Maybe like
in.
A full chin strap. Like
imagine
really
that with two
in.
Tall boys.
And as soon as you start drinking it, it just keeps flowing.
Yeah.
So Ian said he had to just keep
you
getting
have to
drunker
chug.
As
you
that.
You have to chug.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You must.
That's
Sorry.
The rules.
You must.
Anyways, let's hop into some summer stories, shall we?
Chug with you.
Okay.
Sorry.
First summer story comes from Am I the Asshole? This was posted last summer, 2025.
I know what you did last summer.
Whoa, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Am I the asshole for abandoning my parents at an island in the Caribbean so I could get back to our cruise in time?
Oh.
Marooning your parents.
That's awesome.
That's a new one. All right. I graduated from high school back in December. As a gift, my parents got me a cruise. It was also for my 18th birthday. It was also a family vacation. We usually stay at an all-inclusive resort, but I have always wanted to go on a cruise. I told my parents it was different and that if we went on excursions, we had to follow the schedule no matter what. Well, it was a week-long cruise and they would not head back to the ship when I said it was time to go. They were busy shopping and bargaining with the locals. I finally said that I was heading back to the ship. My mom waved me off. They missed the departure by a lot, like 45 minutes. They got a hold of me through WhatsApp. They wanted to know why I didn't get the boat to wait for them.
What?
I wanted to scream that they were not going to inconvenience 3,998 people because two could not understand what the schedule was. They ended up having to fly to the next port from there, and it was expensive. They are pissed at me for leaving them behind. I don't know what I was supposed to do. They literally told me that they knew what they were doing. I wish I had never asked for this. They are making me miserable because I left without them.
Come on. Yeah,
well, it's an unforced error.
Truly.
What are you going to do?
No.
I feel like that's the thing that everybody talks about with cruises. You know, it's like you have to show up on time. It will leave without you.
Yeah.
Have you been on a cruise?
I've not been on a cruise. I do want to go. It sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. It really does sound
scary. I do think
scary.
Everyone should consider trying it once.
Yeah.
But we had a very special experience of getting to go on like a press cruise where there was less people on it. But like we did go on a cruise and they were so serious about coming back on time. This isn't a Greyhound bus. Like you can't just ask this city on the water to wait for you. Like that is crazy.
The level of entitlement to when you see a cruise ship in person and you're like, holy shit, this thing is massive.
It is a skyscraper taking a nap. It is big.
It is definitely a horror to witness, right? Like there is something eldritch about it.
Yeah.
But it's like there's all the passengers, there's also all the crew. There is literally an entire city on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The entitlement to be like, this thing is gonna wait for me.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man. No, it's not.
And it truly go.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, I definitely do like wanna go on a cruise at some point in my life, at least once. But yeah, I don't understand how you can just miss it. Like I would be so
minutes.
I would be so scared. That'd be like my nightmare of being trapped somewhere and like, yeah, having to get a flight. Like that's your ride, man.
Yeah.
And not every cruise has other like options to port. Like sometimes it's one stop and then they're headed back. So it's like, oh, you're just gonna have to fly home. Like I think OP did everything they could. They were so passionate about wanting this cruise, made sure to tell their parents like this is how it works. And then being like, okay, I'm gonna go. And then waving OP off, like and then experiencing the consequences of their actions and blaming their kid is crazy.
Being like, why don't you have the cruise ship wait up for us for 45 minutes? The only way, and it still wouldn't happen, but is if it was like circumstances where they got stuck somewhere. It's like, oh no, we got lost or we got injured or something.
For something so low stakes. It's like you're shopping.
You're shopping, man.
Like there's not gonna be able to shop at the next place.
Yeah. Like, oh, too bad.
Like, congrats, your 18-year-old is more responsible than you.
Exactly.
And if the roles were reversed, like these parents are fully grown adults who have each other. Yes, they were left in a place that was unfamiliar to them, but like, this kid did the right thing and like getting to the safe place, being on time, the adults can figure it out. Like, come on.
They wanted him to pull a Captain Phillips on it. It's like, you need to become the captain. Like, take it over.
Oh my gosh.
The verdict is not the asshole. Comments, not the asshole. They seriously think the ship will delay for 45 minutes? Yeah, no. The docks and ship have a schedule to keep. They are adults and need to be responsible for getting back on time, which is something you have figured out in less than 6 months of being an adult. At least you don't have to go on any more vacations with them after this. Someone said, what precisely do they think you could have done? Kidnapped the captain? Staged your own drowning? You didn't abandon them. They abandoned you. Don't let them weasel word this around to being your fault in any way, shape, or form. I'm really sorry your parents have ruined this for you. It's pretty pathetic of them to blame you for their extremely easy to avoid deliberate bad decision. They owe you at least two apologies. One for ignoring your sage advice in the first place. The second for behaving like spoiled four-year-olds. Not the asshole, and I really hope you make your parents read this thread.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Have them watch this episode. Your parents are fucking stupid. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Hope you're enjoying your second cruise.
Give him $5 right now. If the ship doesn't depart on time, the company faces massive fines and will be delayed to the next port.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a massive knock-on effect. It's all explained when you board and every time you disembark. Yeah, because we went on the one thing, and I do remember them, like...
It is a tight schedule. Also, yeah, like, thinking about the cruise ship doesn't own the port. That is, like, a city-owned. They have, like, you can be at this port for this amount of time. It's like airports. There's a whole... There's a schedule. There's lines, and people need to use those ports. Like, and 45 minutes is not like, oh, 5 minutes for waiting for one last passenger to get on a plane. Like, 45 minutes is impossible.
Yeah.
And it's not like they can call it out over the loudspeaker, like, hey, head to gate 13. Like, you're just in a country.
Yeah.
Like, you're just somewhere in a country.
I wonder what they were buying. Like, I wonder what was so important that they...
Also, I don't like hearing that they're bargaining. I'm like, you guys are probably so intolerable.
They're like, hey, give me the color, but I'll give you $4, not $5 for the colored bracelet.
Someone said, not the asshole. Cruise ships have a schedule to keep, and there was no way they would wait for just two passengers without knowing where they were. They might wait if there's a whole bunch of passengers being delayed on an excursion that was organized by the cruise ship company, but that's iffy. Someone said, I've seen them wait under 5 minutes when they saw a family clearly running to our ship. Everyone cheered for them as they got on, but it was obvious they were running to our ship. The ship was all packed up with just the gangway down, and the crew were yelling and cheering at them too. But otherwise, otherwise, if the ship says it departs at 5 o'clock, it is pulling away at 5:01 or 5:02. What if only like one of the like family members didn't make it?
They're like, sorry. And they like have to just take them down.
The dad like throws the kid.
Oh my God.
Take my son.
Alligators show up. It's like, yeah, the alligators show up right at 5:02. Like, we can't stop it.
They know.
That's why we said to be here at 5, because the alligators show up. We're like, we're in Hawaii. It's like, I don't make the rules.
They flew them in.
They dropped the alligators in at that time.
I hope OP enjoyed the little time they had without their parents.
Oh, that's probably awesome.
Yeah.
All the ice cream.
Oh.
He's on the phone, like, pina colada in hand, like, God, yeah, I told you guys.
Sorry. Anyways, moving on. This episode of Red Stories is sponsored by DoorDash. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now. I recently had a close friend move across the country, and I was absolutely gutted. Of course, I was so excited for them. They had a huge career opportunity, but I was so scared we were going to lose touch. We've all had that friend who just kind of vanishes from our lives because of distance, and I really, really didn't want that to happen to us. So we brainstormed an idea to stay connected. Once a month, we have dinner together apart. We pick a different cuisine each month, order similar food through DoorDash, and hang by playing video games or watching a movie. Now, I'm confident we'll stay as close as ever. It has been so much fun, and they don't feel far away anymore. This month is Italian night. I'm planning on ordering rigatoni with red sauce and meatballs from my favorite Italian restaurant in LA. Maybe I'll splurge and add a tiramisu. DoorDash makes showing up for the people you love easy. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now. Back to the show. Next story comes from Am I the Asshole, posted September 22nd of 2019, the last day of summer.
Wow. Last day of summer.
Last day of summer.
2019.
What a year.
That's like the last good summer.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, that's kind of true. Am I the asshole for wearing the joke bikini my friend got me?
Probably not. Oh, no, I know the bikini. I already know.
I don't know. Probably not.
Can I say it now?
What do you think it is?
It's the hairy chest and hairy happy trail bikini.
That's awesome.
Do you know where it's like a man hairy?
Yeah.
But it's a bikini?
Dude.
Okay.
Sorry. They're very funny. They're very funny. Okay, sorry.
So it was my birthday a couple months ago. Had a party, got some gifts. My friend Mandy got me a super cute bikini. I liked it, said thanks. She had ripped the tags off, but whatever. Anyway, went to the community pool with my roommate, wore the bikini, got in the water. Roommate immediately is like, girl, I look and see that this bikini is now kind of see-through. Ha ha, good joke, Mandy. Anyway, Mandy invited me over to her place to hang out with her and her boyfriend and a few others. Most leave and we're still hanging out. I'm like, hey, what if we go get in your hot tub? I go change after them and meet her boyfriend in the hot tub while she's getting new drinks. I hop in. Immediately, he's looking at my chest. I pretend I don't notice and just make small talk. She comes out a few minutes after and just looks in shock. Eventually gets in. Is that the one I bought? Yeah, I love it. I wear it everywhere. Make up some stuff about how I wore it to the beach some party with lots of guys, etc. And she's just like, oh, we're in the tub for 20 to 30 minutes. Eventually get out and change. She approached me after and was like, I'm sorry I thought you'd notice, but it goes kind of see-through. I'm like, yeah, I know. Why'd you buy me a fucking see-through bathing suit? She's like, it's a joke. Wait, you knew? So you just spent the last 30 minutes flashing my boyfriend on purpose? I reply, I'm just wearing my birthday gift from her. Anyway, am I the asshole?
Oh my God.
That's really funny and like, you know, kind of like petty, I guess, but like not the asshole.
No.
Like, I think that's hilarious.
This bikini girl's got balls.
Yeah.
That was like to be comfortable enough to, because like me, I could never do that just because I like don't. But some people are super chill. You know, we got Florence Pugh on the red carpet, nips showing. Like, but wow. Yeah. I also don't understand I'm popping off. I don't understand why this is like some funny joke to give a bikini, but like it's not like when she opened the bikini. They're like, she had to find out the hard way and be really embarrassed when maybe Mandy wasn't around.
Yeah, at a community pool, I'm kind of,
that's a mean prank.
She could have gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
I feel like you could have gotten in a lot of trouble. Because if you're in a community pool with kids around,
you could get a ticket, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, thank God, like, OP was, like, super chill and, like, comfortable with her body. Because that could be so traumatizing for someone. Mm-hmm. Someone gave me a bathing suit and it just showed my pee-pee. When I got in the water, I'd, like, never go outside again.
Like, I'd be like, you almost put me on a list. And then for her friend to admit, like, oh yeah, when you wear that bikini, you're flashing everyone around you. It's like, you put me in a really compromising position.
And even in the jacuzzi, seeing it and being like, is that the one I got you? And then like letting the interaction continue on, not interrupting, going, hey, just so you know, it's really see-through, and like stopping. Like, because what if there's an odd chance where OP wasn't aware, wore this for the first time to this jacuzzi and didn't realize she was flashing. Like, it's just, there's so many elements there of just like, so many things could have gone worse.
Yeah. Comments, not the asshole, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Plus, it's not your fault he was blatantly staring at your tits right in front of her. Oh. Edit, because it still isn't clear to literally anyone, I'm saying Mandy has nobody to blame but herself for what happened. Mm. 20,000 upvotes. OP said, yeah, that's what I told her. She didn't like that either. Someone replied to that. She got herself a transparent boyfriend, too. Someone said, to be honest, no tags on the bikini makes me think she bought it for herself, wore it, realized it was see-through, and tried to get rid of it by passing it off as a bad gag gift. More than earned her shitty prize.
I wish I could do that to someone.
Someone said, everyone sucks here and you know it. Obviously, she's the asshole for letting you wear a see-through bikini in public. Mm-hmm. But you're an adult. Deal with it like an adult. Knowingly exposing your body to people that did not actively consent to seeing it is not the adult way to handle things.
That is valid.
I think that's pretty valid.
Yeah, but knowingly exposing someone else's body without
that
them is
like...
It's one of those situations where Mandy is the bigger asshole.
Yeah.
It's still like... Because we've read stories before of like, I'm just never a fan when it's like, oh, like, I'm going to show, like, I'm going to expose myself.
To own
you. And I'm like,
if we got the first half of that Reddit story, we're like, I found out this bikini my friend gave me is see-through. What do I do? There will be a very liked comment that says, you should wear it in front of that person's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like one-upping each other. It's like, you did me like, dirty. I'm going to make you, you know.
Yeah, like.
Tit for tat.
It's one of those things that if a friend said they were going to do that, I'd be like, maybe
don't.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah. No,
maybe
that's
don't. That's funny.
It's also one of those where I'm like, is this a person you don't want to be friends with anymore? Because you're going to do that and you're probably never going to talk again. Yeah. Like.
Yeah, no, it is. It is like, was it worth it?
That's a pretty good metric, Shane. If someone asked me if they should do something and would I say yes or no, because I would say no. If they were like, should I wear this bikini for their boyfriend? I would be like, yeah, that would kind of be really funny, but probably not.
Yeah. It's another one of those where like, I think as we're reading a story, like when you're reading a hypothetical, and it's why like on Reddit and on the internet, we go like, yeah, fuck yeah. But I'm like, if you're there in person, it's so much more.
It's different. The
discomfort, and you're like, oh,
it's real.
Yeah.
Lastly, someone said, not the asshole. She knew what kind of gift she was giving you, and you were just getting her back in a harmless way. No one's going to die from seeing boobs. Now you can all have a laugh about it.
Yeah. I guess that is comfortable are you with the friend and boyfriend? Like, how well do you know him? Or maybe OP thought it would be received like
totally
more of a joke. Like,
for sure.
Oh, like, that's a good get back.
So it's that's valid.
Like, which causes more damage? Doing this thing and actually kind of going a little far, or texting that friend? I mean, like, hey,
Yeah.
Found out that the swimsuit is see-through. It's really, like, I hope you understand that's really uncool and inappropriate and, like, the gravity of that. I don't think you realize, like, when you're gifting me this joke bikini. Mm-hmm. Like, telling, just texting the friend, like, hey.
Yeah.
What are you, like, that's not cool.
No, Mandy's the ultimate piece of shit because she really is, because she gave her this gift and not, like, and then she wore it at a community pool. Yeah. Like, that sucks so much. I would have been livid.
That's not a good friend.
Like, OP is just clearly a very chill type of person in that regard. But anyways, moving on to our next story. This comes from Entitled People, and this was posted in the summer of 2024.
Okay.
Our neighbors have been having pool parties at our pool while we are not home for years.
Oh, man. I feel like I've heard things like this
before.
Oh, like people finding out that
God,
people are just using their pool.
Okay. A few years ago, my husband and I purchased a house with a pool. Now, we are acquainted with most of our neighbors, but are definitely not close friends with any of them. They all seem nice, but, well, we just don't have much in common other than where we live. Next door to the right is a family of six, twin daughters attending the local university, high school-age son, and a young elementary school-age daughter, maybe first or second grade, and the parents. Now, normally, we open the pool in early May and leave it open until the end of October, but this year, our weather was off, and we had a very cool and very wet month of May, and then June went straight to 100 degree temperatures. I am currently on a medication that makes it difficult for me to tolerate being in the sun and heat for an extended time. Mm. Plus, we have been helping two extended family members who are having health issues. So because of this, we haven't had our pool opened yet this year. I think that, yeah.
That
so
means,
by
like,
opening like maybe a pool cover,
maybe just.
Normally, we go to the family lake house for a week during each of the three major holidays, but we didn't go for Memorial Day because there was flooding around the lake this year, and because a family member was just discharged from the hospital yesterday, and July 4th being a Thursday this year, we decided to stay home this week and be available to help this family member. Now, several times in June, the little girl next door has seen either my husband or myself outside, and she has asked when we are opening the pool. We first told her maybe later, but the last time, yesterday, she asked, and I said we are probably just not going to open it this year, and she started crying. Now, we have never had any of the neighbors over to use our pool, so I didn't understand why she was crying over us not opening our pool. Well, I spoke with the neighbor on the left later, and apparently our neighbors on the right have been having a small family party at our pool every 4th of July when we are gone. They have always cleaned up really well afterwards, and because we have scheduled pool maintenance and weekly yard service occasionally, things are moved around in our yard, and we never thought much about it.
Oh.
The neighbor on the left thought we had given the other neighbors permission to use our pool. We did give them permission to retrieve any balls or toys that ended up in our yard, but never permission to use our pool, especially when we are not at home. We have a special latch on the gate, and my husband did show the neighbor how to open the gate to retrieve kids' toys. Mm-hmm. So now my husband, who loves gadgets, is going to have several more cameras installed around the exterior of our house, covering the gate and pool area, and have the gate latch made where we can grant remote access for the pool service and yardmen. Luckily, we have a friend who does cameras and home automation systems. I'm annoyed our neighbors have been using our pool without permission, but my husband is happy I am letting him get more gadgets around the house. Now, do we confront the neighbors and let them know we know they have been using our pool, or just wait and see if they say anything about our new security cameras? I think at this stage, I would want to confront them before they use it again.
Yeah.
I don't want them to enter my house.
We don't need to like wait for a situation.
Yeah, it's like, hey, if I know you're doing this, mm-hmm. I'm going to confront you. And then if I say, hey, you can't do that, and then they do it, you have like extra.
It's so crazy too, because I feel like it's already crossing a boundary, like if it was just the family. Like if it was just like the parents taking their kid over to be like, hey, you want to swim in the pool for a bit, like, and just them hanging out. Throwing an entire like 4th of July party in someone else's yard is like, that is really crazy.
It's pretty bold and it's pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would not set foot in anyone's property in America, like, or anywhere. Like, obviously out of respect. But in America, it's so dangerous to, like, step foot because you don't know people.
Yeah. Dude, I had, when I was a kid, we had, like, a basketball hoop in our backyard, and my ball would go over the fence sometimes. And our neighbors had, like, these two dogs, and they were, like, loud barkers. I'm sure they were, like, very nice, but they would bark. And normally if a ball went over, I'd like go knock on their door and like just, they would go get it for me. And they were like very nice about that. And I never really like tried to like went in their backyard without permission. But then like one time a ball went over and they weren't home. And I was like knocking on the door and their dogs were like running to the door and barking. And then I like looked in the backyard and I was like, okay, their dogs are inside. They're not home. I'll just run back there really quick and get it. Because they had given me permission before. They were like, oh, like our dogs are inside. You can just like run around and get it. So I was like, okay, it's fine. Their dogs are inside. I'm sure it'll be okay. And I went and their like back door was open or something or like they,
doggy
so I
door,
like,
maybe, or?
Yeah. So I like grabbed the ball and I hear this barking and I'm like moving back towards the fence and it's like coming at me. And I swear I was like sprinting for the gate. And I was like, I didn't even want to like work the latch. So I threw the ball over and like jumped up on the fence and like had to hop the fence because I was so terrified of this dog like chasing after me.
Oh my
me.
God.
Bro, you were the Sandlot.
Yeah, no, it was so scary. I was terrified.
Oh my God.
I did the same thing when I was a kid. I had a boomerang and it went into my neighbor's yard and they had a big German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. And I just straight up hopped into their fence and the German Shepherd was, I was like, hey, what's up, dude? And like, he was chill and I was
oh my God.
He was outside all day, every day. So I was like, he has no loyalty to them. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah,
like, we're chill. We're cool. Yeah.
So obviously every house has a house on each side or typically. One side, we had this old couple that if a ball went over, we would just hop over. It was always so scary, hop over our little brick wall because the brick wall had like broken bits off. So there was like a lower point where we could hop over and then hop up back really quick. But then the other house at the time had a hoarder and their backyard was like weeds this high. And there was, they had a dog that they were not taking great care of that like we were like, that's a coyote. We're pretty sure that's a coyote. And I remember it being like the most scary excursion. Me and my siblings would like try and go get that ball but we couldn't hop over. It was so much going on, but it was like thrilling yeah. as a child. Like,
yeah.
All that to say, can't imagine just throwing a party in the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, sorry, to get back, I was like, what are we talking about?
No. Oh, yeah, this is Reddit stories, yeah. right?
No, this is infuriating.
Yeah.
Comments, lawyer here, though not yours. You need to put up no trespassing signs, tell your neighbors they are not allowed on your property without explicit permission, and mm-hmm. change the lock on the gate. Now that you know, you are on notice and could be held liable if they are injured visiting your pool.
Right.
Sucks, but it would be much less trouble than a lawsuit. 5,000 upvotes. That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
That's nuts.
They're lucky that nothing bad has happened. Because, like, my family had a pool and they had a gate. And, like, we'd have family gatherings. And the gate was broken. So all these little kids who couldn't swim would be able to get through this gate. And, like, yeah, like, bad things happen. Like, it's really unsafe.
Could you imagine as a kid falling into a pool?
Like, truly.
At least it was my own pool. At least I didn't trespass as an 18-month-old. These people are entitled enough that if they did get injured at their pool, they would sue. Yeah, like you can tell.
Yeah.
Someone said, question, why in America must one place no trespassing signs to stop people accessing private property uninvited? In Australia, private property is private and unauthorized access is a crime. No additional steps required. Mm-hmm. Lots of people were saying to call the cops in the comments. I also think it's different state by state.
Yeah.
Depending on the state in America, I feel like the rules are probably completely different.
I mean, a no trespassing sign feels like you shouldn't have to do that in the US.
You shouldn't have to, but if the lawyer's saying you should, like, mm-hmm. take those steps.
Like, you did everything you could.
Do those steps to be clear. But it's like, it should be a no-brainer. I guess it's maybe in court that they could say, well, no, you did give us permission. You told us once. And it's like, how do you prove that wrong? Someone said, I'm so petty, I'd open the pool, hide the cars so they'd think I was gone, then lurk hidden near the pool, ready to step and ask what the hell they think they're doing when they stroll in for their party.
Yeah, so then wear your see-through bikini in the jacuzzi.
Imagine you just emerge from the pool in scuba gear, just...
They're like, oh!
I'd have SEAL Team 6 there with harpoon guns. Someone's, okay. I'm so petty, I'd open the pool, hide the cars so they'd think I was gone, then lurk hidden near the pool, ready to step and ask what the hell they think they're doing when they stroll in for their party. I'd embarrass them in front of their guests so hard, but you have to live next door to these people, so probably best not to do that.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Update.
Okay! Yay. For free?
3 days later.
I don't know how to link the original post or if it is even possible. I didn't expect this to blow up like it has. Certainly didn't expect over 1,000 comments. I have tried to read them all, and some were very creative and amusing to read. First of all, we don't want to hurt anyone or alienate our neighbors. We just don't want people using our pool without permission, and we don't want the liability associated with this activity. Mm-hmm. A few things I feel I need to clarify. Yes, our backyard is fully fenced in with two gates. One in back is double locked from the inside. The side gate on the side of the garage nearest the neighbors in question has a double latch that you have to reach over the top and find not one but two releases to open the gate. There is also an auto close that automatically closes the gate and latches it. I personally can't open the gate from the outside of the fence because I can't reach over that far to reach the two latches. The previous owner put this in and it has worked well for our yard crew and the pool maintenance people. We do have some cameras, a doorbell camera, and a camera over our garage area. The garage cameras picks up if someone goes towards the gate from the front, but we didn't want to invade our neighbor's privacy by recording their side garage door and gate to their backyard. We even shared the camera angle with them because we didn't want them to be concerned about us recording their children or their coming and going. I guess we were more concerned about their privacy than they were about ours.
Yeah, you like helped them. You helped their pool heist. They're like, great, so the camera face is there, which means if we hug the line, we can get right back.
And here's where we keep our safe with all of our gold bars. Anyway, the update, Thursday, July 4th morning, I was loading a few things in my vehicle to take my cousin who just got out of the hospital. Neighbor slash husband, who has been gone a lot for work recently, saw me and came over and asked if I was getting a late start going to the lake. I let him know that we were staying home because we are helping my cousin who just got out of the hospital. He asked if we were going to be home all weekend. I said yes, one or both of us would be around all weekend. He quickly wished me a happy 4th and went home.
Happy 4th.
I have to return some videotapes.
I went back in to grab my purse and tell my husband about the conversation with the neighbor before I left. When I got home, our friend Mike was there. Mike does security cameras and home automation systems, gadgets, and my husband loves gadgets. We've picked up on that.
Yes.
Mike and my husband have a plan for multiple cameras and several gadgets, some of which involve us going ahead and having the pool opened. I agreed to all but one of the new cameras and almost all of the gadgets. I think husband put some in plan, knowing he would have to give up a few of them. Mike also suggested talking to our homeowner's insurance agent because we might be able to get some discounts with the security upgrades. So unfair. They have like turrets and shit.
It's like Phasmophobia. They've got like the motion detectors and like dots for there's just green dots all over the wall.
So on Friday the 5th, Tom, our insurance guy, comes over and Mike is back and he has a drone to help him find the best camera positions. Really, I think he just wanted to show off his gadget. So husband...
Gadget buddies.
I love it.
You guys all have your gadgets out. So husband, Mike, and Tom are outside and all around the house and occasionally inside. I look outside every so often, and at different times, other neighbors have come outside and down to our end of the street. So neighbors want to know what is going on. So husband tells them we are concerned that someone or several people may have used our pool without our permission while we were not home. It turns out that two different neighbors had witnessed some friends of the neighbor children come over last year, and they and the neighbor twins had gone into our backyard. One neighbor even asked the girls, and they claimed that we let them come over all the time and use our pool.
Whoa.
So at this point, husband and Tom discuss this, and Tom says we should send a registered letter to the neighbors rescinding our permission from entering our fenced-in backyard. So before Mike and Tom left, the neighbors on the right, pool party neighbors, come home, both husband and wife. My husband asked to talk to them, and with Mike and Tom as witnesses, he tells them that for insurance reasons, we are rescinding our permission for them or any member of their family or guests to enter our fenced-in backyard, and we will be sending a registered letter stating this as requested by our insurance. My husband never accused them or their children of using our pool, but said we had reason to believe that in the past our pool had been used without our permission. Mm. He did say that we had reason to believe that their older children might be friends with someone who has been in our pool. Husband also told them that we are changing the gate to have an automated lock and cameras will be installed around the pool area. He also assured them that we avoid the cameras pointed at their windows or backyard. Husband indicated that we are taking these measures to hopefully lower our homeowners insurance rates. Ooh. Husband said that they exchanged a few looks between them, but they said they understood and appreciated the heads up. So hopefully this saga is over, but if there are any other updates, I will try and post them.
Mm. I think that was really well done.
They went the sophisticated way.
sophisticated, yeah. non-confrontational, mm-hmm. and like, you know, talking about the health, the home insurance rates going down, like that is all so valid. And like, you know, maybe in future years, OP, they can have a 4th of July party and invite the neighbors, you know? Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
My favorite part is all of this getting uncovered because just like a little kid was like, are you going to open your pool? Because they just like don't know.
You know, the parents
crying.
The parents probably went up to her and like, you fucking blew our
kid. Yeah.
The fuck?
They just like, the kid doesn't know that they're not using it without permission. So it's like, are you going to open your pool? Like, we got to have our party.
It's once again, I'm always pissed at this type of like shady shit. So I'm like, if you went and asked, they might have said no, but like, then they get to say yes and you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hate, like, especially when I was younger, like, I don't do this as an adult. But when I was younger, when you're like, you know, when you're like, you sneak into a place you're not supposed to be, or you're doing something, it's like, oh, we're kind of like going around the rules here, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm like, I don't have fun then.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, what if we get caught? Like, yeah. I don't like that. I can't relax.
Yeah, the anxiety.
Like, if I was having that 4th of July party and I'm like, yeah, so the neighbors don't know we're here, I'd be like, what if they come home?
Yeah.
That could happen. Yeah. And I'm going to be thinking about that all night.
Yeah.
Just doesn't sound fun. But anyways, good on them and all their gadgets.
Mm. Yeah, all of them gadgets.
I knew a drone was going to show up.
Yeah.
I knew a drone was going to show up. He went about it so smart by not accusing them too, because if you know if these people are entitled enough to use your pool without asking permission, they're going to lie to your face.
Yeah. It's very likely. It's safe to assume.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I like, husband did amazing. I'm like, you're such a great communicator and mm-hmm. you were honest with them, protecting yourself. And you gave them the opportunity to volunteer or admit their wrongdoings, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Which is interesting and notable, you know, but well done.
But he does have guns with drones.
Yeah.
Drones with guns.
Drones with guns.
Patrolling the house now.
And guns with drones.
And guns that also have drones.
Yeah. When they, little did they know, they could just hire me.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Relax.
Stay out of our pool. Don't do it. Don't.
Get him. Get him.
I'm unarmed. I'm unarmed.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey.
Okay, I'm done. I hit the real citrus tree. I almost knocked one of our real oranges off.
No, don't ruin the oranges.
You literally cannot get past this defense.
I just bite a piece off. Hey!
Oh, no, 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 God!
Anybody want a beer?
Yes!
Yeah! For people listening, Courtney just beat the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Courtney threatened us with a garden hose,
mm-hmm.
and then we had a pool noodle fight.
Yeah. And I know what you're thinking. It's like, it's not anything weird. Like, there's actual... the whole set is summer-themed right now.
Yeah,
there's beach balls and pool noodles everywhere. Yes.
I probably should ask this now. Marcus, did we get permission to film here, right?
Uh-oh.
Don't answer.
A drone!
I don't want to know.
Yeah, we're actually in someone's backyard.
A drone shows up. I'm like, ah!
We're in this guy's backyard. He comes back like, what are you doing?
Funny. Pretty funny. This next story comes from Relationships. Posted August of 2016. I looked at 8 and I for some reason went October.
Dude.
Well, that's valid. Octagon. Octopus.
August 2016. I was a different person then.
I know.
I don't know.
You were like 10.
Yeah, 10 years old, man.
This is, dude, Obama.
Obama.
It was still Obama.
It was still Obama.
Just barely.
Just barely still
just
Obama.
Just barely Obama.
All right. The summer of Obama.
Dude, we're going to have ourselves an Obama summer. Forget about hot girl summer. It's Obama summer.
All right. This comes from Relationships. They write, my boyfriend, who's 24, despises when I, 22-year-old woman, go surfing, but it's a big part of my life. What do I do?
What?
Her boyfriend, Jonah Hill?
I was going to say. What the heck?
I won't give out too many details, but I'm an avid surfer and I've been in a few championships throughout my life, yet nothing too major, mostly small tournaments held in my country. I began surfing when I was just 12 years old when my father bought me my first board and we've been surfing together ever since, though in the last few years he's decided to stop due to a back injury. I surf mostly with my cousins now and sometimes with a group of friends I met through surfing. Basically, I don't know what my life would be like if I didn't surf. I'm in no way addicted to it, and I can undoubtedly go weeks without it, but I do start to miss it after some time. I enjoy being able to go at least once every month, but I won't complain nor become unbearable to be around if I don't. I've met some great people down at the beaches, and it's a great culture if it's what you're interested in. And I've recently become a kite surfer instructor down at the beach. So 4 days a week, I work from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. while I'm in between jobs. Let's get to the issues now. I've been with Mark for 7 months, so it's a fairly new relationship, and up until last week, I've been really happy and there haven't been many problems. Last week, he admitted to me he has a huge problem with me going surfing, and he asked me to stop.
What?
He's told me the major issue is his mother drowned when he was just a little boy, and he says he's freaking out thinking he'll lose me to the ocean as well. Hmm. I told him I understand his concerns, but these are risks I'm willing to take, and so he should trust in me and allow me to carry on doing what I love doing. I'm not stupid. I don't go anywhere near the sea when it's not in a good state. I know about undercurrents. I know when not to swim, but he doesn't trust that I do. Mm-hmm. I understand his worries, but I feel like he isn't trusting me. Another major issue is he doesn't like my group of friends who come with me, and he says they make him feel small and emasculated just because they can surf and he cannot. I've told him that it's ridiculous, and I've never even thought of them as attractive or appealing to me as more than just a friend, but he still tells me he feels jealous and insecure when they're around. He never comes to the beach with us anymore, so I don't think he's even seen them in a while. I don't know what to do. I don't want him to feel jealous or worried about me, but I also can't stop doing what I love to do. It's a fun sport, and I know I'm good at it. It feels strange to give it up because my boyfriend doesn't like it. I've thought about it, and I'm not sure if he just feels insecure because he's slightly overweight and doesn't enjoy working out, but that would be so silly. I don't know how to approach this. He's been telling me he doesn't like it for several reasons, so now I'm not sure which one to believe. I want to ask him about this. Yesterday was the first time I've gone surfing in 2 weeks, and he refuses to speak to me when I called him once I got home.
Jesus
he
Christ.
Didn't return my calls nor messages, and this morning he explained it was because he was disappointed in me for going surfing again. I'm getting sick of this attitude, and I don't know what to do. Thanks in advance, and I'm sorry for quite a long post.
Wow.
You know what? After reading so many stories, you know it's a bad sign when they spend three paragraphs explaining something so normal.
Explaining mm-hmm. why they're not crazy.
They're like, I like surfing for, and here's all the reasons I like surfing. Yeah. I'm like, you don't have to give me reasons, man. You're allowed to say, I like surfing.
Yeah.
That's a good
yeah. When they were like, I was ready for them to be like, yeah, I like to go at least like 3 or 4 times a week. But they're like, I'm happy going once a month. I was like, yeah. What?
Like that's. Wow.
Also, like, I don't know. You're also allowed to do whatever. Like,
yeah.
If you surf all day, every day, it's like, that's your life, man. And when someone's dating you, that's who you are. And if they're not into that, they're allowed to be like, I'm not into that.
Yeah, like, it's
walk
like
away.
Dating a firefighter and then being like, hey, I really don't like that you're a firefighter. Like you chose to date this person knowing who they are, and now you're trying to, I mean, I don't want to jump to conclusions. It feels very controlling.
Oh, yeah.
And like, first of all, surfers, do you surf?
No.
You have to be a very strong swimmer. Like, getting past the break and just getting
brutal.
Out there is hell.
Yeah.
You have to be a really strong swimmer just to get out there and do that. And like, so trying to put your trauma of something, I mean, like, it's valid, but you can't put that on somebody who's like, you don't know their experience and mm-hmm. that's a completely separate life and person from you. And like, and then being like, well, also I'm insecure because of other surfers and I can't surf is like, okay, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah. No, I think it's funny that he started with the trauma, one of mm-hmm. like his mom had passed away, which mm-hmm. is horrible. It's still like, hey man, like that sounds awful. Mm-hmm. I understand that you have this fear. You have to work that mm-hmm. out.
Yeah.
You can't put boundaries on her life.
Yeah, such mm-hmm. is life.
And then he follows it up with he feels jealous of the people that she's surfing with. And mm-hmm. that is interesting.
Yeah.
Neither of them are reason enough. I think it's valid to talk about those things, to be like, hey, I feel emasculated, I feel jealous.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can talk about that. you can't be like, because I feel this way, you have to change your life.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I think it's really healthy to like be honest about that and be like, hey, like I do find myself getting a little bit jealous of like, and maybe could use some extra reassurance or whatever, but trying to control what someone's doing and then like not speaking to them after they go surfing is like so toxic.
Yeah. It's okay to have like you know, people have that of like, oh, some people I know would be like, I could never date someone who rides a motorcycle. Cause it's just like, that's scary. Like I would be scared. I know but you can't then date someone who rides a motorcycle every day and then be like, oh, by the way, now that we're dating, you have to stop.
Right.
It's like, no, that's who they are. Mm-hmm. Like if that's a thing that you can't do, then you can't date that person.
Surfing has been such a big part of her life. It is like a part of who she is.
Yeah.
You're trying to literally remove a huge part of who she is. Like surfing it's an incredible sport, but it's also, it can be like a spiritual thing for people. And like, it was something that her dad got her into, like, and if she has competed.
I think so. And then she's an instructor.
Yeah.
Like kite surfing.
Well, like, okay, then pay my wages.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't do that to a person.
No, especially like it's clearly something that, you know, she's super passionate about. I'm trying to like if my partner like asked me to stop playing basketball, that would be like devastating.
Right.
I'd be really sad. I'd be like, no, I really love this thing. I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
If I was like, hey, stop being silly.
Oh. Yeah.
Say, sorry. That's a boundary for me.
Yeah.
Start hitting you with a pool noodle again.
comments. Well, looks like he's giving you quite the ultimatum. Are you willing to give up your favorite hobby and a group of friends for a 7-month-long relationship with a guy who's insecure?
Yeah.
2,000 upvotes. OP said, no, definitely not. I won't give up surfing. I just want him to become more understanding and less whatever he's being. But I'm not sure you can just force someone to change.
No.
Someone said, unfortunately, you can't make someone change. It's okay if that's a deal breaker for him. It's also okay that you don't want to give up something that's a huge part of your life. The only problem I see here is the fact that he's known you're a surfer for this long and is now only saying something. That seems a little red flag to me. I mean, if you guys had been going out for a month and this popped up, that makes sense. But it's been a good bit of time and now he's all like, my mom drowned and it's just now traumatizing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Someone said surf on out of that relationship. Someone replied saying OP uses surf. It's super effective. Pokemon reference. Nice. That's awesome.
You fucking nerds. Nice.
That's nerds. That's really fucking awesome.
Pokemon
dude.
hey, stop it. Stop it.
I turn into Chance.
Oh, I like it. Ooh, sexy way.
Sexy way. Surfing way.
Oh, man.
If Chance was here, he would have done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, tell you me did I'm it, wrong. Bro. Well, you did it.
Yeah, but I did it. But I was channeling.
Oh, but you did it as a bit. You did it as a bit.
But it was actually. But actually, I was joking.
But I was joking, dude.
Actually, guys, I was just joking. Someone said, get a new boyfriend. You are not compatible. Even if he does not surf, he needs to accept that you do. If he has anxieties over his childhood, those are his to deal with and master, not yours. If he feels emasculated, then it's his problem to solve. Get rid of him. He will not make you happy. Update.
What? Yeah! Summertime.
Update, yeah.
No. Update, my husband hit me.
Oh, hey, she got you there.
Yeah, sorry, checkmate.
Oh, but it was a bit. Oh, it was
a bit. Just joking. Update from OP in the comments. I must say, guys, I am so overwhelmed at how helpful you've all been. I've read all your comments on this post. I'm so grateful for all the advice and kind words. As for an update, I haven't spoken to him much at all in the past few days as I've been too busy surfing. In all seriousness, I do want to have a chat with him about how I will most definitely not be giving surfing up. And if that isn't okay with him, I wish him the best of luck in finding a new girl who's just as much of a couch potato as he is.
Oh.
I've got a life to live.
Nothing wrong with being a couch potato.
Also pretty sick.
Yeah. Also pretty sick.
Yeah.
Channel
couch
surfing.
Couch surfing, channel surfing.
Pretty cool. I'll be bringing you a new post as an update within the week after I finally do return his calls. I might be acting immature or silly, but the last conversation we had was an awful one. He admitted to me he'd lied about his mother's death. and how it happened and told me the real reason was he was jealous of me and my friends.
Oh.
And how I'm much more attractive than him. That was never an issue nor something that would ever have bothered me, but the lying and the trying to make me feel bad because my male friends are fit, that's not okay.
Eesh.
I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks so much again. Yeah, that's an old, that's an immediate.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know if his mom is alive or if he lied about how she died.
He's like, no, she actually died dirt biking.
So don't ever ride a dirt bike.
Oh, God.
She actually died on the couch.
Oh, no.
So it scares me every time I'm on a couch. Damn. All right. Huge loser behavior.
Super toxic.
Good on her for
loser.
Yeah. She keep riding them waves, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hope you catch a tube. Hang 10. Paddle.
Pitted. Get so pitted.
Whoopa.
Drop down its back. The lip like
whoopa. Greatest video of all time.
So awesome.
All right. Our next story. Am I the asshole? Summer of 2023. Again. Am I the asshole for not letting this random kid use my pool noodle?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I'm at my apartment's pool laying in one of those chairs, and I brought my pool noodle with me that's actually pretty heavy duty. I got it from Sam's Club. It's made out of fucking metal. The pool has their own noodles, but they've all been chewed up and ripped up. There are still a couple in semi-okay condition. I know what he means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're like, there's chunks taken out of them.
Yeah.
Delicious. Anyway, this little kid comes over and is like, excuse me, can I use this? And I said very gently, no, sorry, it's mine. Then he runs away and tells his brother. And the next thing I know, he's coming over to me saying, if you're not using it, why can't you let him use it? To which I replied, after a moment of being stunned, that he even came over to me in the first place. Bro, this is literally my noodle. I paid for it. I'm not giving it to some random kid I don't know just to get it back with bite marks on it. Then he literally calls me a bitch and walks away.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'm the asshole, but edit. Thanks for all the responses, everyone. I feel like I should add, one, I didn't say the second response in a nasty tone. It started out with like a nervous laugh on, bro, I paid for it. And then the last part, it morphed into a sort of incredulous inflection, which I guess could be bitchy depending on how you take it. I don't know. Two, my noodle is vastly different to the ones at the pool. They have the skinny foam ones with the hole in the center. Mine is a solid foam and very thick. There's really no reason to think that the complex owns it.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It's his own property. He's allowed to have it.
Yeah. I wish I knew how old the brother was. It's not
I
like
know.
He was being a dick to it. Because I picture a brother being like, it was the adult supervision to this kid at the pool, maybe. So they're both adults. Because, like, even what he said wasn't inherently rude. He established a boundary with the child. The child left.
Yeah.
And then
And then
it
now walks up an older child.
Yeah.
Older child.
I'm picturing 12 to 14. If he called him a bitch, that's a 12 to 14 year old. Or that's an adult who has a 12 year old mind.
Yeah.
The interaction of like, hey, why don't you let me use your pool noodle? Dude, I bought it. It's mine. Bitch. Like,
yeah.
That's just so funny.
It's extremely funny.
Like, that's hilarious.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a bitch. Like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
The verdict is not the asshole. Comments, agree not the asshole, but it could have been handled more maturely. Speak to people as if you're giving them the benefit of the doubt, i.e. as if you have higher expectations for their good intentions than you actually do, and be calm and rational. This will not always result in someone being less rude to you, but sometimes it does. And if it doesn't, then it still does a better job of highlighting their overreaction. I think the problem is, like, we don't know how he said it. From what he's described, I guess the bite marks in it is,
accusing
like,
his kid of being like, a biter.
Yeah, your brother's going to bite. Your brother's going to eat this noodle.
Like,
it's like, whoa. Hey, man, what?
Someone said, not the asshole. I love a good low stakes am I the asshole. I'm surprised it wasn't the parents coming over to tell you that they're teaching their son about sharing, and it would be great if you could share. The entitlement is real. Someone replied, a parent pulled that on me when their child wanted my child's toy. I smiled and said, that's great. What does your child want to share? Got a stunned look, but we want your child to share. Said, I will teach my child to share, but you want your child to be able to take my child's stuff. No thanks. They just stood there while I ignored them and then wandered off. Their child wanted the new bike my child rode to the park. I walked. Whoa. No, not sharing new bike with people I've never seen in the neighborhood. Lastly, someone said, not the asshole, 100%. That kid was going to bite the shit out of that noodle.
Oh, He's like, I really want to bite that noodle.
Oh, that's tough.
He's man. Like, I don't want that noodle coming back with bite marks. And the kid's just like side-eyeing like, uh-oh.
Oh, man.
I just like, I'm totally believe that it's totally okay to go up and ask someone like, hey, could I use that thing? Like, depending on what it is, obviously, mm-hmm. like ask like, hey, do you mind if I use that? But if someone says no and it's their property, just like end of conversation.
That's the end of it.
Like, all right, thanks. No worries. Like, I just can't imagine like going up to someone and being like, I want to use that thing you own. And then being like, no, sorry. And being like, what do you mean? Like, why can't
give me
that? Give me.
Give me your noodle.
Crazy.
Me at an Italian restaurant walking up to someone else's table.
Give me your noodle.
Give me that noodle, man. All right. This comes from True Off My Chest, summer of 2023. Technically, it was posted in spring. So.
Whoa.
Not Yikes. Really a summer story. Okay. Oh,
Marcus and Emily.
Oh my God, Emily just called it. She said it involves a bitch. What the fuck?
Whoa.
Emily, whoa.
Whoa, Emily. It's summertime.
Guys.
Come on.
All right. My best friend of 11 years kissed me while we went for a walk on the beach, and now my life is complete.
Whoa.
I, an 18-year-old boy, and my friend, a 19-year-old girl, went for a walk on the beach together. This happened today, and I'm still smiling with so much joy and happiness. I never thought this day would come. Around 6 o'clock, I asked her to go out for a walk on the beach, and she replied yes. So she came to pick me up, and we drove to the beach that also had an ice cream place across the street. We got to the beach in about 5 minutes, which is a very short drive. We saw that there were only 3 other people on the beach. We took our shoes off and got our feet wet a bit, and we took pictures of the sunset. They were very breathtaking, and it hits different because of those videos I watch on TikTok and YouTube Shorts.
Wait, what? This hits different because of the phone version.
Wait, no, that's so funny. Wait, what year is this? Did it?
2023.
2023, okay, 18, 19. Yeah, in 2023, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's really
so
funny.
Awesome.
After about 15 minutes of walking, we stopped. She then told me how she felt. And boy, do I tell you, when she told me her feelings, I was about to cry. Not cry sadness, but joy. I don't think anyone that I knew ever would actually say to me, I love you so much. You are my whole heart, my strength, my purpose. She then told me to get closer. She wrapped her arms around me and kissed me on the lips. I yelled at the top of my lungs in joy as if just a couple
of people,
while they were still kissing.
Oh my God.
After 11 years on this day, me and my friend are now a couple. She giggled a bit, which was very cute, and I did too. We then ended up making out for another 10 seconds before we got some pics together. This is so fucking funny, dude. We even got a pic of her kissing me under the sunset.
Whoa! Which hit different because of... It hit different because of all the Instagram and other pictures of people, TikToks kissing by the sunset.
Of course, of course.
This is a moment I will never forget. This has got to be the best moment of my life, and I'm extremely thankful and happy this girl came into my life since 2011. Every story can have a happy ending and inspire some people to do what's best for them. Whether it's confessing your feelings or even asking someone out, just go for it. Either way, at the end of the day, you got it off your chest. Thanks for reading this again, and I hope everyone that reads this finds love and happiness in their life.
Oh,
so sweet.
That's so sweet. Come on, man. That's
18,
so
19.
Cute.
Wow.
You're loving it.
Oh my God, love is real.
People.
I love when someone writes so just like openly.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yeah, it hits different because of the videos I watch on TikTok and YouTube Shorts. Like, I'm just like they're including all the stuff.
Yeah.
That's what people, because we would have been like, because remember that one movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no.
Remember that Vine?
That Vine.
That Vine. This hits different because of that Vine.
You can tell this person is just on cloud 9 as
sheer joy.
Guys,
I hope you all know that, like, happiness is coming your way.
Yeah.
The fact that they screamed out after getting a kiss is, like, so adorable.
I'm trying to picture genuinely, like, what that looked like. Like, obviously it wasn't while they were kissing, but just going, ah!
Yeah. Yeah. I, like, obviously it was probably, like, more of a woohoo.
Yeah.
But I'm still laughing at the, like,
no, it's the kiss that I was.
Yay! Yay! Sexy way.
Shouting to the sea like in Tamagotchi Life. Like, ah!
Dipping my head in the water so bubbles fly out.
He walks off into the ocean, the end of Breakfast Club, just fist in the air.
Some guy walks up and is like, can I use your pool noodle? Fuck you. Bitch. Comments. Someone said, finally some positive energy. Good for you, bro. Someone said, I remember this moment for my girlfriend and I. We have been best friends since seventh grade and came out to each other at the same time. Aww. We're about to hit 1 year of officially dating. Lastly, someone said, congratulations. Enjoy every moment. Life is short. Mm. Hey, man, don't bring down the vibe.
Hey, I'm really happy for you. You're going to die soon.
Enjoy every moment because someday you will die.
That's so cute for you. We're all dying.
Yeah. Okay, it did involve a beach. That was very summery. Yeah.
That was very summery. Summertime kiss.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Summer love.
Oh my God, Emily just called us a bitch. Oh my God. That was crazy.
Spreading lies. They all have pool noodles back there, just ready to go. Yeah, so anyways, summer's ending.
Oh, yeah, no. Summer's ending and we're all gonna die one day, so.
Yeah.
We're all dying.
Sucks.
Sucks.
That's how it goes.
Wow, the sun is setting on the summer of our lives.
Before we go, you should check out smosh.com for some sick summer merch that we have. We have a cool tote bag and a nice koozie for drinks. Maybe a beer.
I've become a tote guy.
I'm
kind of a tote bag guy these days. And it's a pretty cool tote.
I love totes, but you know what I struggle with? They do not stay on my shoulder.
Oof. Because your shoulders are so huge and mounded.
Wow.
It's like it just can't.
They don't. Like, I have to, like, truly hold them.
Yeah.
But I love a tote bag. But thank you for watching. Thank you both for being here. And
let's get him. Let's get him.
No. Yeah. Guys, yeah. See you next Saturday. Stop. Ow. Ow. Hey. Ow.
Ow.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I just realized I was holding it like this.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
See you next time.
Ow!
Thanks again to DoorDash for sponsoring this episode. Needed that? Delivered. DoorDash. Order now.